to ClinPharm Pod. I'm Elena Webster, Deputy Managing Editor for the ASCPT family of journals. My guests today are Dr. Eric Chunyong Chen, Professor at the National University of Singapore and Associate Editor for Clinical Pharmacology and Therapeutics, Dr. Mohammed or Mo Elamegi, also Associate Editor for CPT and Senior Director of Clinical Pharmacology at Pfizer, and Dr. Arzu Tucker, Postdoctoral Researcher at the University of Washington and Editor in Training for CPT. Thanks for stopping by ClinPharm Pod.
Thank you, Elena.
CPT's newest call for papers is for a mini-themed issue focusing on advances in new approach methodologies, or NAMs. You were all present when the CPT editorial team met at ASCPT headquarters in 2025. Who proposed this topic, and what was the discussion across the team that led to a themed issue in 2026?
Thank you, Elena, for inviting me to join the ClinPharm Pod. The topic for this mini-theme issue was proposed by Dr. Arzu during our meeting in 2025. In general, the editorial board is highly supportive of this proposal as it is timely and aligned with the priorities of the regulatory agencies and pharmaceutical company in developing and adopting new approach methodologies or NAMs in drug discovery and development to achieve human relevant outcomes without the use of animals for testing.
Thanks, Eric. The full title of this themed issue is Advances in New Approach Methodologies, NAMs, From Bench Development and Validation to Regulatory Adoption. Tell me more about NAMs and specifically the pathway from bench to adoption. Mo?
NAMs really represent a shift towards more predictive and human-relevant tools across the continuum of drug development. So we start from the bench where we have microphysical systems, organ-on-chips, computational platforms, and non-mammalian systems that really allow us to ask mechanistic questions more relevant to the patient population than exposing clinical species and doing the standard typical clinical evaluation paradigm. And from the bench, then the focus turns to qualification and validation of these tools to make sure that they are reliable and reproducible and can really tell us PK, PD, and insights into the safety outcomes of the drugs that we are interested in evaluating. And then the final step is really regulatory adoption, where agencies like FDA and EMA are looking more closely at these NAMs at different stages from IND all the way into potentially submission packages. So it really is an across continuum platform that would allow us how great our science can work and show it to work consistently.
Thank you. Arzu, walk me through what topics you would really like to see in this issue. Are there specific types of submissions or research you're hoping to receive?
Absolutely. So for us, the big thing for this NAMS issue is to have this full pipeline of development and validation of these techniques to their utility and finally to their regulatory adoption. So we are mostly excited about submissions that are working towards our development and advancement of microphysiological systems, organ-on-chip platforms for ADME and toxicity predictions, and also various computational tools like PBPK modeling, artificial intelligence integrated platforms. Moreover, papers which involve these innovative work on non-mammalian models and multi-omic studies are also welcome for the issue. And we would also like to see some case studies where we can show that NAMS data can reduce the reliance on traditional preclinical animal studies. All these topics are outlined in the call for papers as well, and people can check that out as well.
Thanks, Arzu. Are there any particular areas of focus you'd like to see in the submissions, Eric?
Thank you for your question, Elena. There are several important areas of focus which can be categorized into two broad areas, namely the developments and validation of NAMs and the applications of NAMs in clinical translation and regulatory decision-making process.
Thank you. And what about types of papers? Original research is always highly valued at CPT, but what other article types are you hoping researchers will submit? Mo?
Yeah, we definitely are looking forward for strong original research, but also now NAMs have been creeping into becoming part of our translational and hopefully regulatory ecosystem that we can really entertain several types of articles. So for example, reviews that can synthesize the progress across platforms or NAM modalities, perspectives and commentaries that give sort of the path forward for and future directions where the field can go. Hopefully, we can also have cross-organizational efforts and have maybe white papers that can clarify the needs around validation, standardization, and harmonization. Tutorial-style or educational pieces are also welcome if the authors find that the work has more of a didactic nature to it. So all of these formats will really help us tell a comprehensive story about the NAMS field going forward and make the issue to be very exciting to look forward to.
Agreed. And I will just add that if you have any questions about formatting for any of these various article types, I suggest that you check out the author guidelines, which can be found on the CPT submission site, or you can always email anyone on journal staff, and we're absolutely happy to answer any questions for you. Arsu, what's the value in submitting for a themed issue? Why would you wait to publish if your research will be ready before December of next year?
So one of the advantages of submitting in the issue is the visibility and the impact. With the extra promotion and marketing that these mini issues get, the paper will get more visibility across all the scientists and the regulators as well. One myth I would want to debunk is that publishing in the issue would delay the paper for that you have submitted. One of the things with CPT is that once a paper is accepted and processed, it can appear in the early view and the community can read inside the paper. So you don't really have to wait for the paper to be available online. And then eventually the paper will also be published in the issue.
Perfect. Thank you. And I'll just add that all submissions for this issue must be received no later than May 15th, 2026. We do welcome pre-submission inquiries, which you can send to anyone on journal staff. And we'll be happy to run them past Editor-in-Chief Karen Roland-Yeo and her team. Eric, Mo, and Arzu, any last thoughts before I let you get back to your day?
Yeah, from my perspective, I think this issue is a very good opportunity for the community to show how far we have come in this space and how it is relevant to the clinical pharmacology field. This is a very accelerating part of our field, and the regulatory colleagues and bodies are clearly paying attention and paying careful consideration to this space. And there are guidances that is coming right now for how we should be utilizing these platforms. So I would really encourage my colleagues in the space to consider submitting, whether you're working on a new platforms or integrating NAMS into translational sciences, or help define the regulatory pathway for these methodologies, to really submit your work. The conversations are moving quickly and this issue will help capture that momentum. So looking forward to your great science.
To add on to what Mo said, yeah, I would also like to say that we would like submissions across academia, industry, and regulatory sciences, because together these three bodies, by developing these MAMS techniques and showing their utility and regulatory perspective, really takes forward this field, and it would be very nice to have all of it integrated together in the issue.
We are very encouraged by the relatively overwhelming responses to our call for pre-submission inquiry. Some of the proposed manuscripts are highly aligned with our mini team issue, and we shall be working with both the EIC and the respective authors closely to ensure that the manuscripts are prepared suitably to meet the high quality that is expected for our flagship journal. We also would like to take this opportunity to encourage more authors to submit to us their proposals via the pre-submission inquiring process.
Thank you for taking the time today to talk to me, and thank you for your expertise. It's been lovely having you on the podcast, and we're thrilled to have you as part of the CPT editorial team as well. I'm really looking forward to this issue. This call for papers is available on the ASCPT website and will also include a link in the description of this episode. As I mentioned, all submissions are due by May 15th, 2026, so if you have any questions about manuscript types you're submitting to CPT, please feel free to contact Managing Editor Alethea Girding at alethea@ascpt.org. That's alethea@ascpt.org. Thank you for listening to ClinPharm Pod. Be sure to check out past episodes while you're here, and remember to visit ascpt.org for updated podcast releases, our latest webinars, and the most recent issue of all three journals.